Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, reading today from a book entitled The Christian in Complete Armor. This is volume one of a three-volume set. It was put together by William Gurnall, the English Bible scholar and pastor who died in 1679. This is not his original work. It is a modernized abridgment, but it carries all the main ideas of the author. Talking today about the armor, its creator. You have by this time been sufficiently warned of the consequences of being unarmed. Let us take a closer look now at our proper battle array. Not just any armor will do. Better none at all than armor which has not been proven. Only the armor of God meets the proof test. And two particulars show this to be true. First, God is the sole designer of his saints' armor. A true soldier goes to the front with no arms except what his general commands. It is not left to everyone's fancy to bring whatever weapons he pleases. This would only breed chaos. The Christian soldier is similarly bound to God's orders. Though the army is on earth, the council of war sits in heaven and issues directives. Here are your orders. These are your weapons. And those who do more or use other than God's commands, though with some seeming success against sin, shall surely be called to account for their boldness. The discipline of war among men is strict in this case. Some have been court-martialed and executed, even though they have beaten the enemy, because they forgot their rank or acted without orders. The discipline of God is also very precise on this point. He will say to all who invent ways of their own to worship him, or who fabricate their own forms of penance, "Who has required this at your hands?" This is truly to be righteous overmuch, as Solomon says. When we presume to correct God's law and add supplements of our own to his rules, God told Israel that the false prophets were wasting their time because they did not come on his errand. You too are wasting your time if you're doing anything that is not by God's design. God's thoughts are not like man's, nor his ways like ours. If Moses, in his own wisdom, had directed Israel's flight from Egypt, we would have expected him to plunder the Egyptians of their horses and arms, but God would have his people come out naked and on foot, and Moses kept close to his orders. It was God's war they waged, and therefore only reasonable they should be under his command. They encamped and marched by his order. They fought at his command, and the tactics and weapons they used were all prescribed by God. What are we to learn from their example? In our march to heaven, fighting with the cursed spirits and lust, we too must go by God's rules, which are spelled out for us in his word. Christian, take special care not to trust in the armor of God, but in the God of the armor. All your weapons are only mighty through God. The ark was the means of Israel's safety, but when the people began to glory in it, instead of in God himself, it hastened their overthrow. And just so, duties and ordinances, gifts and graces, are havens for the soul's defense, but they must be kept in their proper place. Satan trembles as much as the Philistines at the ark to see a soul diligent in the use of his graces, that is, patience, temperance, virtue. But when the creature trusts more in them than in the Lord, he is on shaky ground. Secondly, God makes his saints armor and trains them in its proper use. As we've already seen, it is not armor as armor, but as armor of God that makes the soul impregnable. Is prayer armor? Are faith, hope, and righteousness only if they are of God's design and by his appointment? That which is born of God overcomes the world, a faith born of God, a hope born of God. But the spurious, adulterous brood of self-seeking duties and graces with which some Christians gird themselves having sprouted from mortal seed, cannot be divine. Look closely at the label to see whether the armor you wear is the workmanship of God or not. There are many imitations on the market nowadays. It is Satan's game if he cannot keep the sinner satisfied in his naked, lustful state, to coax him into some flimsy thing or other that by itself will neither do him good nor Satan harm. Perhaps it is church attendance or good works or some self-imposed penance by which he intends to impress both God and man. Do such impersonators believe in God? Oh, they hope they are not infidels. But what their armor is, or how they came by it, and whether it will hold up in an evil day, they never stop to question. Thus thousands perish who supposed they were armed against Satan, death, and judgment, when all along they were miserable and naked. These people are worse off than those who have not a rag of pretense to hide their shame from the world's gaze. To most of us, a careful copy of a masterpiece looks quite as good as the original, but when the master himself appears, he can tell in an instant which is real and which the impostor. It is the same with that self-righteous hypocrite who is a pretender to faith and hope in God. Here is a man in glittering array with his weapon in his hand. With the sharp sword of his tongue, he keeps both the preacher and the word of God at arm's length. Who can say I am not a saint? Name one commandment I do not keep, one duty I neglect, he demands indignantly. Many are impressed by his seeming piety. It takes the Spirit's discerning eye to expose him, and even then it is harder to convict him because Satan has so cleverly tampered with him already. He must first be disarmed and unclothed of his own filthy self-righteousness, because God's armor can never be made to fit over the suit he has fashioned for himself. On the other hand, the soul that stands naked and humble before God is fully aware of the magnitude of his need and is eager for help. Which would you say is easier, to set a freshly broken bone or to attempt the repair of one that has already been falsely mended? Oh, pious hypocrite, either deny the name of Christ, whose insignia you only pretend to march after, or throw away the phony armor of self-righteousness and come to him in true repentance. Do not dare to call anything the armor of God which does not glorify him and defend you against the power of Satan. Well, next time we'll talk about the armor in its various parts. I hope that you will join us. Thank you for listening. Do look around the site. We have hundreds of audios, lots of great preachers and persecution stories from North Korea in English and Korean, Bible studies on a number of subjects, and a blog. You can buy one of my books at Amazon.com or check with me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. I'll talk to you about our Zoom meetings for men and women. That's all for this time. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on the 10th of April, 2023. Lord willing, we will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.